Welcome along to our final edition of the Coca-Cola cooldown for the NBL 24 season. Unbelievable game that we've witnessed here at John Cain Arena. The Jack Jumpers champions for the first time. I'm Jack Heron, Derek Rucker alongside me. Let's not mess around, Ruck. Let's get straight to it. We got ourselves a very special guest here in Majuk Deng. Majuk, congratulations. Unbelievable.
Thank you for having me. It's a long time coming for me. You know, I've been in the league for 9 years now. And I lost one with the Adelaide game 5 to Melbourne, so it's great to get one back. But to do it with the Tasmania, first time is a history. Good to be part of it. It's a special night for all of us.
Can I ask you about your injury in the middle of the year? Were you worried that there was a point there that you wouldn't get back to experience this?
At the start of it, I was scared, you know, but once I accepted it, we just put my head down and work. But after 6-7 weeks, I knew I was going to come back stronger. And just knowing that I was going to be one of the fresh ones because my body is fresh. You know, I have not played for the whole season. So I was just confident in myself. Just make sure I come back all healthy and it will take care of itself.
And the Game 3 performance, when you came in here and hit 15 points in the fourth quarter, did Scott Roth mention to you or suggest at any point that you might be needed in that game?
I mean, like, all year, they always tell me, play your game.
Yeah.
Be confident. I'm always confident in myself. I put in a lot of work. That's one thing I do, always work on my body, work on my game. I always got a lot of people, they don't really trust me, and I always trust my work. And it's not the first time I've done that. You know, I've done it for a long time. Hey, you guys might not remember it, but I just got to believe in myself.
Well, Majuk, obviously it's a big moment right here. But let's talk about this club in its entirety. Coach Scott Roth, the organization, the guys you play with, and how they accepted you in your first season after you've come down from Cairns.
I mean, looking from afar, the Jack Jumper has seen the start of the organization. They're real a tight group.
Right.
And to be part of it was something that I wanted. They looked like they had a culture. They got a real strong culture. And down there in Tasmania, I don't think there's any fans like them, you know? And to be part of that, it just means a lot. I know a lot of the guys on the team. I played with most of them before. And for them to accept me for who I am and to play my game, it makes a lot of things easier. And to have Scott Roth just telling me, just go play your game. Whatever minutes I get, 2 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, just play your game. The guys always believe in you. And I just took that on, you know, put that on my shoulders and just kept working.
Tell us about your friend here.
Hey, she lovely, man. Hey, it's been a long time coming, man. Finally to be a champion, it means a lot to me, you know. And my family, shout out to my wife and my kids are watching, you know. I can finally say I'm a champion, you know. It took me a while, but hey, we're here right now.
You absolutely deserve it. And I say that on behalf of so many people in Australian basketball. Congratulations and thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Great work. Majuk Deng joining us on the Coca-Cola cooldown.
One more, man. Shout out to Rucker, man. In the whole offseason, me and Brucey, you were working us out, you know, and he gave up his time just to make sure that we're on top of our game. So I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, Majuk. Yes, you're a great person. I'm so happy for you now. You're a champion, buddy.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
No problem.
Guarantee that clip's going to make social media for you, Ruck. Let's talk about the environment here and the atmosphere and what we're experiencing. This is incredible. I mean, you don't often feel this when a team wins away from home. Normally, it's quite quiet, but this is something else.
It is, and, you know, these fans travel so well throughout the season, and to show up here strong for these championship series games, and we know this team performs with a style that travels as well. They can defend. They can execute their offense. They exhibit self-belief no matter where they play.
Sean McDonald, come on in. Join us here on the Coca-Cola cooldown. Let's have a look at that ring first and foremost down the
Hello.
Camera. How are you feeling right now?
Lost for words, really. So proud, so happy. Crazy feeling.
Your growth across this series, it was remarkable. We spoke about it a lot in the coverage, that the longer the series went, the better you got.
Yeah, I mean, just same as the whole team, man. We got so much belief in our squad. The trust there, we just back each other 100%. And just so proud of the guys. Crazy.
And I talk about guys being able to learn quickly, whether or not that's within a game or game to game. Melbourne United was a team that you struggled with in the regular season. When in this series did you start to think, I got the code to the lock?
Yeah, I mean, they're a great team. They adjust quick. Got a hell of players that make tough shots. So it was always just about making life tough for them. Just, you know, they were hugging Milt, Jack, making it tough for them. So just getting downhill, trying to make plays. Yeah.
And everyone obviously really admires your offense, but I thought it was your defense in several of the games against Chris Goulding in key times where you were able to limit his effectiveness.
Yeah, again, as I said, he's a hell of a player. You know, that's why he's one of the MVP candidates. Makes a lot of tough shots, ones that you just contest and goes in, you shake your head at. It's just about making it tough for him, picking your moments. Yeah.
You're a young guy shaping your career right now. What is Scott Roth as coach and the influence that he's had on your career so far?
Yeah, I mean, you talk about the defense, that's all him. He's drilled that into me from day one that I got here. I think that's where I've really taken strides in, and just the belief he showed in me. I'm so happy to be coached by him.
What's this party going to look like for the next couple of days?
I don't think you want to know. It's going to be crazy.
Maybe we do.
maybe. Yeah.
Sean, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thoroughly deserved. Well done.
Congrats.
Thank you. Great job.
Cheers. Thanks,
what a series he had. And I must admit, Ruck, in the first couple of games,
looked shaky.
A lot of conversation about where he fits and whether there would be a spot for him at the back end of the series. Answered his critics and answered in a massive way.
Well, he and Jordan Crawford in games one and two were not looking confident. Their numbers weren't good. But today, they really stepped up big time. And Sean McDonald is a key member of this Jack Jumpers organization going forward. He's young. He's a local. He's got good size. He knows how to play the game. He can shoot the ball. And now he's a champion. Who's to say what levels he can go to as a player?
So the fourth quarter of this game, wow. Neck and neck, lead changes constantly. I must admit there was a point there where Melbourne got themselves in front and they had led for most of the afternoon. And I mean, you never doubt Tasmania, never ever. But there was a point where I was starting to wonder whether they had anything left.
Well, it didn't look like they did. I think they went down 9 points. They had to call a timeout. Melbourne United had a lot of momentum. But coming out of that timeout, whatever Scott Roth emphasized, it worked magnificently. They went on a run and just totally eliminated that lead. And once that run occurred, no matter what Dean Vickerman tried, it didn't work. And down the stretch, Will Magne was dominating the boards. Melbourne United could not execute well offensively. Their shot quality was poor. And even though it only turned out to be a 2-point game, Tasmania were far better in the final 5 minutes.
What about the performance of Jordan Crawford? I almost called it a cameo. That would be underselling Jordan Crawford's performance by a lot. That's taking matters into your own hands early on and setting the game up for your team.
19 points in the first quarter, 27 at the break. He went quiet in the third, but he came home with back-to-back buckets that were huge for Tasmania. He got on the rim for a two. Then in transition, he got off a ball screen and hit a three, and it gave them momentum, which was to lead to this championship. Look, he stepped up. The level of admiration I have for Jordan Crawford, just based on everything he went through, the public scrutiny, the media criticism, he stood up, he delivered, and checking out someone else who's delivered, welcome Will Magne. Congratulations.
Man, thank you. Oh, am I taking this? Or?
No, I'll just hang on to this for now. Cool. But this is remarkable. I mean, for you personally, you've had so many injury challenges in your career so far. To see out pretty much the entire season, to be here at the very end, and even today, you're on one leg. It's remarkable what's going on for you personally.
Yeah, I nearly made it the whole season.
enough of it.
Yeah, enough. Hell of a year. Personally, I couldn't have done it without the coaches and the medical staff and the boys just getting around me, pushing me every day to be back to, you know, the level I want to play at. And, you know, I'm just so grateful for the group I have and the people around me and my support network. And I'm just very grateful for who I have around me.
Let's lock in on this performance right here today. You took a slip there in that first quarter. and look bad. You were hobbling the rest of the game, and it didn't look like it was getting any better in the fourth quarter. Then all of a sudden, boom, you're back. I'm sure the pain was still there, but you got a dunk and a big back down bucket. What was the motivation for that one?
I don't know. I don't really remember the fourth. I was going into halftime just trying to stay warm. It was locking up on me. Drivick's trying to talk to me. I was just, you know, like, don't talk to me. I just need to try and black out. So, you know, the boys just kept putting faith in me, and, you know, I could stay on one leg and try and dunk it, and that's what I tried to do. So,
Jordan Crawford. Wow. Wow. Where do you want to start there?
Mate, I didn't really realise what was happening. I was, you know, just battling my hammy, so I was focused on myself, and look up and he's got 18 or something in the first. I was like, oh my God, what a freak. So, you know, he's had his struggles this postseason, and it's just, you know, everyone's been dogging him, and we've been staying with him, pushing him, so it was just amazing for him to have a performance like he did tonight. And we love him, we love what he brings to the group, and you know, he's such a, you know, he's so dynamic and fun to watch, and what a player.
But it was interesting in that fourth quarter, and I mentioned this, that the four stars came. You were there in the fourth quarter with a strong performance. Milton did his thing, Jordan did his thing, and Jack, all you guys finally synchronized high-level performance when it mattered most. That's got to feel great.
Yeah, and it was just, you know, a dogfight. You know, they're a hell of a team, and, you know, every player's backing down. It was physical, it was hard, and, you know, I think, you know, something just clicked and some things started going right for us, and we capitalized, and, you know, they missed some open looks late, you know, so a bit of luck on our side as well, and, you know, I think you get what you deserve in sport, and, you know, we've been working so hard prepping for a game five, and, you know, kind of poetic we got here, and we were able to get it done. So it was just, you know, amazing and so many emotions right now, but, you know, it's a hell of a time, and I'm sure we'll enjoy it tonight.
You've committed your future to the Jack Jumpers for the next couple of seasons, so you can obviously see, and now you know that there's something really special happening here.
Oh, I mean, I always knew there was something special. I mean, just look around, you know, there's still 2,000 people here cheering us on, and I'm sure when we land tomorrow, there might be a little parade for us. So Hobart might be exploding tonight.
Might be on lockdown for a few days.
Yeah, but just the support we get, and it's just amazing. And, you know, why would you not want to play for a club like this and a group like this and, you know, under a coach like Scott?
Can we christen him the new king of Salamanca?
I think Milt's got that title locked down, so I'll leave that with him. But, I know. We'll enjoy ourselves and give back to the city as much as they've given to us, and it's been amazing. It's been an amazing 3 years, and you know, hopefully we can keep pushing next couple.
Will, we're so pleased for you. Thanks for joining us on the cooldown. Thanks so much.
Congrats,
Will Magnate.
Thank you, mate.
You're the man.
Amazing performance by him with Marcus Lee going out earlier in the series. He had to take a lot of the responsibility on, and I think we shouldn't walk past this, Ruck, how injured he was today, but he found a way to stay involved.
Well, he could not run, and they needed him. Krizlovic did a pretty good job of giving spot minutes here and there. Majuk Deng found himself in foul trouble, so Scott Roth's hand was really forced,
yeah,
and he needed an injured Will Magnay to suck it up, show some mental and physical toughness, and that's what he did. If you watch the final minutes of play when he was in the game, he was outstanding.
A word about Melbourne United. I mean, this series was so close that it could have gone either way in pretty much every game bar game one. They were there until the very, very end.
I said it was gut-wrenching when they lost on that Jack McVay miracle in game three. Losing the grand final is even worse than that. And this championship series will go down as one that I feel, Jack, they should have won 3-0.
Really?
They didn't close out when they had the opportunities. Game two, they were up 15 mid-third quarter. They couldn't put the Jack Jumpers away. They dropped that one. Game three, they fumble around with the ball in the backcourt, have inbounding issues, and then McVay hits the shot. That realistically could have been three and done.
Yeah.
Jack Jumper said, no way, that's not who we are. They hang around, and even in this game five, they continue to linger. And they just never gave up. So for Melbourne United, they are a championship team, although officially they are not, but they're a team that has a lot to be proud of. They obviously, their near future, their midterm future, everything looks great here. They just missed out probably to a team that maybe had a little bit of fortune on its side.
And we were talking before the start of the season how excited we were of Matthew Dellavedova returning to the NBL. He clearly returned with a goal to A, make the Olympics, which he's every chance to do now, and B, win a championship, and even to the very, very last second. I mean, this is a guy that's won an NBA ring, and he played this game as if it was as important as that NBA championship.
And that's why so many people have so much respect for Matthew Dellavedova, how hard he plays the game, how much it matters to him, in spite of the lofty heights he's reached on the international scene and in the NBA. But Jack, he's continuing to get better. He's adding skill to his game that we hadn't seen previously. So as long as he wants to be around here in the NBL, Melbourne United have a very valuable asset. And, you know, he's worked on his body. His body looks better than it did 2 years ago. He's got a lot of value in him for several years to come.
So this is the best part of what, nearly an hour after the game by the time we've had the post-game presentations.
Yeah.
Look around us. All the Jack Jumpers fans have hung around. They kind of have been everyone's second team since they've come into the competition, but the support that they're getting right now is amazing.
And the reality is I think the Jack Jumpers, their front office, their coach, they may be resetting the parameters for winning basketball in the Hungry Jacks NBL. The way they go about choosing their players, the emphasis on character structure without compromising playing ability. The Jack Jumpers are not the most talented team in the competition, but now they are the champions of the NBL because of those aspects that I just discussed. They have a fantastic coach, and they're all committed to the same purpose, and that's winning at all costs.
It's an amazing way for us to sign off for the Coca-Cola cooldown. To you, my man, it is an absolute pleasure working with you, and this show's been a whole lot of fun.
It has, Jack, and you're the best. That's all I can say.
I got nothing. A big thanks to Guy Neville, to Darren Barker, to Luke Eden, and all of our team behind the scenes as well who have put this show together. And a massive thanks to you, the fans, for tuning in after every game during this championship series and the playoff series as a whole. Your appetite for this show keeps us coming back, and we've enjoyed every minute of it.
Thank you very much.
Been an amazing season. Thanks so much for joining us for the final time on the Coca-Cola Cooldown.